Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Bird Show.
You decide to go in with your sibling to buy something. The problem is they don't run by the final amount and they buy it anyway. As the other sibling, are you obligated to still go in halvesies if they overspent? That is the dilemma. And the one that producer Romeo is in.
Yeah, I got myself in a little bit of a pickle, if you will.
What'd your brother do?
So there's this event that happens. Lately, it's been happening quite a while, which is El Clásico, which if you're a soccer fan, you know that these are the two biggest rival teams in Spain, and it's Real Madrid and Barcelona. So, like, we are talking about, like, the biggest rivalry in soccer that you could think of. And they usually do, like, a tour in the U.S., because obviously they're in Spain, so they come during the summertime, and they do, like, a little tour for the U.S.,
like,
right?
Exhibition games for Americans.
And they're doing El Clásico here. Or in Dallas, I should say, okay. But in the U.S. But they're doing it in Dallas, Texas. So my brother...
They don't normally do it in the U.S.?
No.
Okay.
So it's a big thing when they come. Yeah, so they've done it for the last couple of years where they've come... I think last year was in Miami and then... Or no, it was in Las Vegas and this year it's in Dallas, right? So my brother was just like, hey, man, like we should go. And I thought it was a casual conversation. You know, like those conversations mm-hmm. were just like, hey, we should do something. We should go to like Six Flags and we never go type of thing. Right? So I'm thinking it's going to be a conversation like that. So he's just like, I think we should plan it out. We should go. And I'm like, yeah, totally. That sounds fun. So I think like 2 weeks go by and then he comes into my room and he's like, dude. And I'm like, yeah, what's up? And he's like, I got the tickets. And because apparently these are like, you got to be quick because they will sell out. So he was so excited. He was so happy. And I'm like, oh, that's what's up. Now I'm thinking we're going to get nosebleeds. We're going to be at the event, but we don't got to be like in the front, you know?
Because you have to pay for a flight.
Yes.
You have to pay for a hotel.
Yes.
So this is going to be pricey.
It's a lot. It's a lot added to it. Plus the ticket price, right? So I'm already assuming, all right, I can do like $300 for a ticket if he finds anything like that. Sure. So he's just like, dude, I'm going to tell you, it's El Clásico. So I went big. And I was like, how big? He's like, we got good seats. And I was like, okay. Well, what does that mean?
Yeah.
And he was like, well, it came out to like $850.
Hey, yo.
Wait, for both of them, right?
No.
A piece.
No.
Yikes.
He did that without consulting you?
He dropped almost $2,000, basically, on two tickets. And
you made your budget clear.
Yeah. Well, no, actually.
No, because you all flippantly talked about it. Like, we should do this. All and right. he's like, yeah, we should do this. And then before you know it.
So I felt like the etiquette was, like, if you plan something that big and then you're going to pull the trigger, like, run it by me one more time.
Oh, yeah. Are you cool? I'm going to get tickets. Can you pay X amount?
Yes. And no, but he just decided I'm going to pull the trigger. Like, I know my brother's got a job and he's going to find a way to pay it. So... Now I'm in the dilemma of, do I still want to go? Like, do I really want to drop this much money? Because, like you said, we got to plan out the flight. We got to plan the hotel stay. And
can you afford
food.
That? Do you even want to go? You're taking a Greyhound there.
I was planning on walking. I was ready to leave tonight. Yes, I can.
Okay.
I mean, I can, but it's something I don't want to.
Mm.
Like pay, you know what I mean? Like I will love to go because I think it's an event that, like, if you're a soccer fan, like you have to be there.
Okay, well, find a compromise. I'm trying to find a compromise here because I would be upset too if all of a sudden I'm on the hook for $850 for just a ticket. That's a lot of money. So I would be like, all right, here's the deal. I'm going to go, but I'm going to sell my ticket and get a cheaper one because I can't afford that.
That ain't a bad idea.
Because you can resell your ticket and try to find a cheaper one. And if he wants to do the same thing to sit next to you, who can? Or he can keep that seat and sit next to a rando.
Well, I can imagine it's hard even to find resale tickets for a reasonable price. So I was actually in this position in your brother's spot for the Eras tour. So I was the designated friend sitting in that Ticketmaster line for 7 hours. And when it came time to buy tickets, I didn't think. I just pressed buy. And my thing was, is I knew I wanted to see Taylor Swift. I knew I wanted these specific seats. And luckily, I was in a financial spot to be able to be like, I came to my friends and I said, whatever you can pay, whatever it is, you just, if you only want to spend $200, just Venmo me $200. I'll eat the rest.
Wow.
So I think because he just made that financial decision without asking you, I think the fair thing to do would just be like, well, I only felt comfortable spending $300, so I'm only going to spend $300.
Here you go. Yeah. See, what you did is a little different. If I were in your shoes, I wouldn't feel obligated to pay for half of that ticket or half of the money at all. Like, I would call this bluff. That's what I was thinking of. Like, I'm going to go, but I'm going to pay for the tickets that I can afford. And I feel like in that situation, he might go, all right, just give me that. It's fine. And you can sit next to me. But I think that combined with Kristen's idea of selling the ticket is probably a better idea.
Okay.
But like, I don't feel like you obligated to pay that.
Yeah.
Because he didn't ask you for it.
No, exactly.
Right.
But how is that going to be received from your brother if you're like, I was only comfortable paying $300 and that's all I got?
I think he's so excited about what, like, the event, because he's like a big soccer fan, like way much more than me. So I think his excitement would, I think I would ruin it for sure. Like, if I'm like, I don't really want to go to those tickets, let's get cheaper ones.
Yeah.
I think his excitement might be lowered, which is why I've been hesitant to, like, tell him anything yet. Whereas just like, all right, maybe I can just go on a payment plan with my brother.
All right, you got to let us know how that conversation goes.
Get it. The Bert Show.